This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Paris has kicked off its first summer Olympics in a century. Widespread travel disruptions triggered by what French officials said were coordinated arson attacks on high-speed rail lines and rains in Paris had dampened the mood ahead of the ceremony's start on Friday evening. But as global audiences tuned in, the show's spectacular launch immediately lifted spirits. There were fireworks of French, blue, white, and red, and Celine Dion's Olympics performance marked her return to performing after years. She was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome in late 2022, causing her to postpone a tour. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris struck a tougher tone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during their meeting on Thursday. Ryan Chang from Reuters reports.
The first phase of the deal would bring about a full ceasefire, including a withdrawal of the Israeli military from population centers in Gaza. In the second phase, the Israeli military would withdraw from Gaza entirely, and it would lead to a permanent end to the hostilities. It is time for this war to end.
It was part of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington, D.C. He'd earlier addressed lawmakers in Congress and met with the U.S. president. A ceasefire has been the subject of negotiations for months. U.S. officials believe the parties are closer than ever before to a deal for a six-week ceasefire in exchange for Hamas releasing some hostages.
Brian Chang from Reuters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu worked to mend ties with Donald Trump on Friday and offered measured optimism about progress toward a ceasefire deal for Gaza. Netanyahu was nearing the end of a contentious U.S. visit that put on display the growing American divisions over support for the Israeli-Hamas war. Former President Trump, the Republican nominee to retake the White House, welcomed Netanyahu to his Florida estate for their first face-to-face meeting in nearly 4 years. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia has imposed financial sanctions and travel bans on several Israeli settlers and a religious group occupying parts of the occupied West Bank. From Sydney, VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
Australia Thursday imposed restrictions on seven Israeli settlers. Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong said those sanctioned had been involved in grave violence against Palestinians, including alleged sexual assault and torture. The move follows an International Court of Justice opinion that Israeli settlements in Palestinian territory were illegal under international law. Australia has also sanctioned the Israeli religious group Hilltop Youth, which is dedicated to establishing settler outposts throughout the West Bank. Palestinians say violence perpetrated by Israeli settlers is aimed at expanding Israeli control. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
A UN body that regulates deep international waters is preparing to elect its next leader, a crucial position as it faces pressure to either ban, approve, or place a moratorium on seabed mining. The upcoming election comes as the Jamaica-based International Seabed Authority ended a two-week session on Friday without reaching a consensus on a regulatory framework for deep-sea mining. The drawn-out debate raises concerns that the authority could receive an application later this year seeking the first deep-sea mining exploration license without having rules or regulations in place. The Park Fire burning near Chico has become the largest in California history. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Authorities say the wildfire in Butte County started when a man pushed a burning car into a gully. Now the blaze has burned more than 195 square miles near the city of Chico. County resident Lisa Brazza tells a reporter from KRCR-TV she can see the smoke from the blaze.
It's scary. It's really scary.
Residents in Butte and Tehama counties have been told to evacuate. In California near the Nevada line, some 1,000 residents who had to flee their homes on Monday still are not able to return. A wildfire started by lightning has now burned more than 4 square miles. I'm Donna Warder.
Italy is planning to send an ambassador back to Syria after a decade-long absence in a diplomatic move that could spark divisions among European Union allies. Speaking in front of relevant parliamentary committees on Thursday, Italy's foreign minister, Antonio Tajani, announced Rome's intention to reestablish diplomatic ties with Damascus. He says that to prevent Russia from monopolizing diplomatic efforts in Syria. Moscow is considered a key supporter of Syrian President Bashar Assad, who has remained in power despite widespread Western isolation and civilian casualties since the start of Syria's civil war in 2011. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.